Hi. I couldn't help but notice that you were. Wait, I know you. I know. You're the librarian. You're the new librarian. I thought you were. I'm sorry. I thought you were following me, and that's ridiculous, I know. I just my room was broken in. To you were following me. Well, that's not creepy at all. It is something. Did you want something? I mean, it is the middle of the night and you're following me. Do I have a outstanding library book? I do. It's a matter of life and death. It's a library book. I love that you're dedicated. I mean that's great and I'm a librarian, but I what? Vampires. Oh, you're one of those librarians. Mum said that things in America would be different. I mean, vampires are. I read Dracula and I liked it. And so what? It's good that I'm researching already. I'm not doing an English degree. So you were following me. Could you stop? I mean, not to be rude. I mean, I'm English, so I'm not very good at being rude. I mean, following me is a bit creepy, and I will find a book and I will return it to the library. And what the stabbed him. You. Why? Why do you have a pointy bit of wood? What would you kill? You killed. You killed. He. Why is vampire? Mum did not tell me that they had vampires in America. Did he have a late library book too? I mean, is that what you were gonna do to me? I will return the book and I will pay the fine, I promise. I am so sorry. I did not. That's a vampire. Is that why he's got pointy teeth? Well, you do really celebrate Halloween over here. Not a costume. I mean, are you sure? And ow, that really bloody sharp. And he's not dead because he's a vampire. So he is dead because you stabbed him with a. I mean. This might be a bit of a. I mean, I just. Why are you walking around with a pointy wood. A stake? Because there are vampires. That's actually a really good answer. So, thank you! I will return the book in the morning and could you let go of my arm, please? I mean, I can go and get the book now. I will literally return the book and it's not about the book. But I mean, he had a late book and look what you did to him. And I didn't know that. I mean, is there a vampire department at the college? I mean, how could he borrow books because I had to like sign something. Sorry, I... You... I... What? Was I watching... Was I watching you stab the vampire with the overdue book? Yes, I watched you do that. Technique. I mean, I'm not an expert. Sorry, what? I will be. No, you know, you're okay with that. I'm fine not knowing about stabby stabby. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Just, you know. Sorry, what? I'm the chosen one. Chosen for what? Is it the accent? Because I'm not really English. I sound English, but I'm actually from Boston. Boston. And that's the least English. They threw tea in the harbour, so I don't drink tea. So I am not English. So I am not the chosen one. And sorry, what? Vampire Slayer. I think you're confused. I think you have confused me with someone else. Someone who you know, this definitely not me. I'm more your tea and biscuit type. No, coffee and Oreos. I am American. I'm definitely not English. And what? There's no mistake. You're not a librarian, are you? You are a librarian. And you're also a watcher. Creepy. Just a bit. Oh, not like that. So, not like that. So you weren't following me. Did you break into my room? You did. To be fair, given the following and the breaking into my room, you are seeming like that kind of watcher. The other kind. What kind? My watcher. Yay, I always wanted a stalker. Oh, bum, I should have stayed in London. I'm the chosen one. Honey, the vampire slayer. Do you have any idea how ridiculous that sounds? Honey, the vampire slayer. I mean, don't get me wrong, it actually is a very nice change to be, well, you know, a vampire slayer and you know, my name's Honey. Honey? Really? Really? You normally when I tell people my name is Honey, they think prostitute, stripper. I mean, I've never gotten vampire slayer before. Because vampires don't... Well, I thought they didn't exist. Anyhow, you have the wrong person. Well, no, I don't know any other honeys. But have you tried looking in the local strip clubs? You'll normally find a honey or two. Or maybe a candy. Candy, the vampire slayer, that has a ring to it. It's me, you're sure. The prophecy foretold? Prophecy? I have to... I mean, talking about prophecies, it sounds a little crazy and... I am aware that saying that when there's a dead vampire on the floor. You're my watcher. I mean, I guess it could be worse. I mean, you're quite cute. I mean, not that I thought you were cute when I thought you were my stalker. Well, you know, a little bit. But not in a It's been a traumatic night. I mean, dead vampire? What? Oh. So, Watchers and Slayers don't date. Okay. I mean that's good. I mean, I don't have a thing for librarians at all. I don't. At all. So, that's good. So, thanks for saving me from the vampire. That was very nice. And I'm going to go to my room, where I'm going to book a flight home. Because, yeah, America was a mistake. This was not a good idea. Sorry, what? What? No, I wasn't planning on killing any vampires. I am not, what vampire? With the teeth. There are three vampires over there. Just right over there. They're looking at. No, I'm not a slayer. I am not a slayer. I'm a stripper. I'm not a stripper. I mean, where are you going? You can't go. You can't leave me with them. They're vampires. What am I meant to do with three vampires? Slay them. Me? Slay them? Pointy teeth! Pointy teeth and girl face. Good, look. No, you kill. You. Well, what am I meant to kill them with? This? It's a pointy stick! What do you mean meet you in the library when they're dead? Where are you going? What the fuck? I should have stayed in London! Oh, fucking hell.